Arun, what is the strategic direction of Weekend All Things Considered, having moved it to the West Coast?
Well, there are a couple of thoughts behind it. I think probably the biggest one is to get more perspective in our coverage. None of the NPR news programs are produced outside of Washington, D.C. Until we moved out here. And it's a little bit odd if you stop and think about it, that not just NPR, but every other major news organization, the major programs come out of either New York or Washington. It's hard to find their bureaus out in the West and Midwest, but for an actual show to move the whole operation out here, it was a decision we wanted to undertake to really reflect, the full range of America. We've had this NPR West facility out here for about 10 years now. We wanted to really beef things up to reflect in our coverage that a broader perspective. The other half of it is that the idea being that if coming out of Hurricane Sandy, if say the whole East Coast were to get wiped out, if all of the electricity were to go out, we would have a facility out here at NPR West that we could essentially broadcast from and, have a shadow government, I guess, as it is.
In terms of your own interests in hard-hitting journalism, what direction do you give the program because of its geographic change?
Well, there have been some stories we've been able to cover, I think, in more detail out here. For instance, we had a cover story that was pegged to the 100th anniversary of the Los Angeles Aqueduct opening. And that's a story we probably would have done given the peg from Washington, but actually being here physically in California, being able to talk to academics who are out here, other journalists who are actually working out here about water issues in the West and issues around water engineering and what it takes to make a modern city in the American West work. I think it's by virtue of being here and being among the people that are living with these issues and working with them, I just think it makes our coverage that much better in that way.
In your generation of journalists, whom do you admire?
You know, on radio or even just all across the board. My favorites on public radio that I've got to work with are Brooke Gladstone, who I worked with at On the Media, and I learned so much from Brooke, both doing the media beat, but just in terms of editing, what makes a great piece, what makes great radio. There are a lot of investigative reporters that I really admire a lot. Lowell Bergman, who is somebody that I've been able to work with at Frontline, is somebody who is just, he's amazing. I mean, he's just an old-school type of investigative reporter. You may be familiar with the film The Insider, mm-hmm. About the tobacco companies, in which Al Pacino plays Lowell Bergman. And Al Pacino's maybe kind of toned down a little bit. Lowell is super intense, and it's just, he's like a character out of a book. That he's got all these amazing sources everywhere, all these amazing stories that he's got on the burner all the time, and amazingly generous as a reporter as well, just to, giving ideas and sources.
You and your wife co-produced for Frontline. Has she also moved to the West Coast? Is she also working in news?
No, we have gone bi-coastal, so we're seeing each other only every few weeks because she is the deputy executive producer of Frontline, so that keeps her pretty busy there in Boston.
Oh, my gosh, that's tough.
It is tough, yeah, but it was also, she's got a dream job there, and I had this opportunity for a dream job here, so we kind of just had to make it work.
Well, good for you. You will make it work.
Thank you.
One of the things that I really appreciate about Weekend All Things Considered, and have for a long time, is the emphasis on music. And I was so glad that you continued with what sounds like a personal passion for music.
Mm-hmm.
I see that you contribute to soundtrack, and I didn't even know about that show. So, prepping for this interview introduced me to another show, and you work with Marco Werman, I
mm-hmm.
gather there. Where comes this passion for you?
Kate, I am completely obsessed with music, and it's something that I'm so happy about with this job because I was doing the national security beat with Frontline and with The World, and I would occasionally get to do cultural pieces, but here, as you mentioned, it's a feature every single show. I get to talk to a musician, and it's really just going back to since I was a kid. I've been crazy about music, and partly my background, I'm Indian English, born and raised in America, so I've got a lot of influences, and I think maybe because of that, I like a lot of different styles of music. So I'm so happy here being able to talk to, say, you know, Lonnie Smith, the jazz organist, who's just wild and funky, and then on the same day talk with Jeremy Denk, who's playing a new version of the Goldberg Variations, or, you know, hip-hop artist, jazz artist, classical, world artist, and maybe you can tell by the way that I'm speaking with these people that I get really, really excited to speak with them.
Yes, I'm a listener who contacted you after you did a piece about the New York City Opera Company closing, and you were talking about Otello, and in fact, the recording of Otello that you recommended is pretty splendid. I got it, and I didn't know about that until you introduced me to it, so thank you for that.
Oh, my pleasure. It was hard to pick just one, to settle on one.
It seems to me you're sort of the, excuse me, Renaissance journalist who seems to be pulled between soft and hard. Where does your true heart lie for being a journalist, in the hard news or in the culture beat?
You know, maybe it's lame, but I kind of want to punt on that question because I feel what's great about this job. You know, if I had to pick, and you know, I sort of have had to pick in the past. I haven't always had this luxury of being a host and getting to do it all. I have tended towards the harder news. I spent a year editing Studio 360, the arts program, which was fantastic, and it's a wonderful program, and I loved working with Kurt Anderson. But I did feel, when I was doing that, this itch to be doing news as well. So in an ideal world, and I'm so lucky that I have that kind of an ideal world professionally right now, I get to do all of it, and that's the great thing about hosting.
Do you think NPR is getting into the Philippines enough?
You know, it was something that I think was tough initially because I don't believe that there was a reporter on the ground close by for NPR. So like a lot of other organizations, we had to scramble quickly. But I think, you know, after the initial adjustment, I think that we've been on the story fairly well. It was difficult because news organizations across the board, I mean, Asia is vast, and there's usually only a handful of people that are covering a ridiculous amount of territory. So, you know, it can be hard to get people out fast enough to be able to respond quickly.
Is it on the radar for more stories out of your show?
Oh, absolutely. There's a sizable Filipino community here in Los Angeles. So we have one of our reporters is going to be having a report out of there. And we're going to be speaking with somebody, and I'm not sure yet if it's going to be an interview or a reported piece from the Philippines, but we're going to be on top of the story.
Arun, it looks like I'm 30 seconds close to you having to leave me, and I thank you for the time and opportunity to speak with you.
Well, thank you. It was a real pleasure speaking.